It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, Phil. Here's a good example of how pervasive the political corruption is in this country. Our comptroller for the state of New York is made the sole trustee of over billions of dollars. No board of advisors. The politicians have made the comptroller the only guy who decides how billions of dollars in the state pension fund get invested. The politicians have given the same power to the comptroller of the city of New York. Now, why would they give so much power to just one guy? Because he's a politician. And he, under political influence, uses the pension fund to reward political cronies. He hires different advisors to manage millions from that fund. And the advisors make huge fees. And how do they get selected by the sole trustee, the comptroller? They contribute to the party. They contribute and do favors. And so the health of the pension money for the state and the city workers is not decided by the best investment advisors the comptrollers can find. It is decided by who kicks what money into the political coffers. And by the way, the last two state comptrollers ended up in jail. New York City's political machine is corrupt. New York State's political machine is corrupt. If you want to do work for either, you got to pay to play. More after this, we pause. If you'd like a good checkup of your investments, good analysis of your investments, call 1-866-225-4334. Get Tom's questionnaire or do the questionnaire online at the website tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. Should I have another baby after 35? No, 35 children is enough. I'm 2 months pregnant now. When will my baby move? Right after he finishes college, if you're lucky. What is the most reliable method to determine a baby's sex? Childbirth. This is Tom, as in Morgan.